Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI, nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You folks are known for your advanced conversational AI platform, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What makes Dasha stand out? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries at all. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, especially when trying to balance personalization with scale. Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping engagement high without sounding robotic. How does Dasha's AI handle that balance? Tell me more about balancing personalization with scale and keeping engagement high without sounding robotic. Ah, great question. Balancing personalization with scale means reaching lots of potential leads while still making each interaction feel unique and human. Dasha's AI uses natural language understanding and dynamic conversation flows to adapt responses in real time, so it sounds like a real person, not a script. This keeps engagement high because prospects feel heard and valued, not just processed. It's like having a skilled salesperson who never gets tired. Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate Dasha AI into existing systems? Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Imagining that future is exciting. In 12 months, using Dasha AI, I'd expect to see a smooth, fully automated lead generation process that feels genuinely conversational, boosting conversion rates and freeing up human agents for more complex tasks. Revenue streams would be healthier with more qualified leads coming in consistently. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making every call smarter. Sounds like a game changer, right? What would be your ideal outcome from using Dasha AI? What do you mean by a smooth, fully automated lead generation process that feels genuinely conversational? Why is that important to you? Oh, good point. By smooth, fully automated lead generation, I mean the AI handles initial outreach and qualification seamlessly. No awkward pauses or robotic scripts, just natural flowing conversations. It's important because prospects are more likely to engage and respond when the interaction feels human, not like a machine. That means better lead quality and less time wasted on uninterested contacts. Plus, your sales team can focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Does that sound like something your team would value? Tell me more about how better lead quality and less time wasted on uninterested contacts would impact your sales team. Ah, sure thing. Better lead quality means your sales team spends more time talking to prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to buy rather than chasing dead ends. That boosts their productivity and morale because who doesn't love closing deals instead of cold calling? Less time wasted means faster sales cycles and higher revenue. Plus, your team can focus on building relationships and tailoring solutions, which ultimately drives growth. Sounds like a win-win, right? Would you like me to explain how Dasha AI helps identify those high-quality leads? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, many businesses face challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty scaling personalized outreach without losing quality. These constraints can slow growth and frustrate teams. Does that sound familiar? If so, Dasha AI's automation and natural conversations might be just what you need to break through those barriers. What specific hurdles are you dealing with today? What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty scaling personalized outreach without losing quality are affecting the business right now? Great follow-up. Limited sales bandwidth means your team can't reach as many prospects as they'd like, so potential revenue slips away. Inconsistent follow-up leads to missed opportunities and a weaker pipeline because some leads fall through the cracks. And scaling personalized outreach without losing quality? That's tough. If you automate too much, you risk sounding robotic and turning prospects off. Altogether, these issues slow growth, lower conversion rates, and can frustrate both your team and your customers. Does that hit the mark for your experience? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow growth and frustrate your team and customers? Absolutely. When your sales team is stretched thin, they can't give each lead the attention they deserve, which means promising prospects might slip away, slowing overall growth. Inconsistent follow-up creates gaps where leads lose interest or go to competitors, hurting your pipeline's health. For the team, it's frustrating to work hard, but see results fall short, leading to burnout. Customers, on the other hand, feel neglected or like just another number, which damages trust and brand reputation. Fixing these issues with smart AI can really turn things around. Does that resonate with what you're seeing?